So thank you so much for recording. On this afternoon, we are not, this is not the type of prayer where it's your personal devotion with God, you're sitting with God, or you're sitting in stillness. This is intercession. It's a bit different, okay? And so we want to make sure that we have a direction so everyone can be praying on one accord. And so we're in Psalm number 4, verses 4 through 5, that says, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." There's that word again, Selah. That's a pause. "Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord." And so these verses is talking about reverence and self-examination and righteous obedience. David commands reverence in this particular verse. Stand in awe, right? It is a posture. A reverence is a posture. Awe is a posture that restrains sin. So when you don't have reverence in the things of God, when you don't have reverence in your own life, then guess what? Impulses rise. I think somebody needs to write that down on today, because that's the reason why we're seeing such collapse in our churches and such collapse in our nation, because people have lost reverence, right? And if you lose reverence in anything, then your impulses begin to take over. They begin to rise, and then sin becomes easier to justify. I just said something right there. We need to understand when this scripture is saying, "Stand in awe and sin not," it is telling us that our posture needs to be reverence in all things, right? Because if not, then what's going to happen is sin is going to become easier to be able to not only do, but to justify. And then David commands inner examination. He says, "Commune with your own heart upon your bed." That means face yourself in private. Look upon yourself in private. The bed is where, your conscience speaks when you're alone in your room, right? That's when you, I heard someone tell me the other day, "You know what, I can't really be in the house too long in the quiet, because then my mind starts to go and I need something to distract me." That's a person that doesn't want to deal with what's going on in their subconscious or their conscious mind or what's going on in their soul, right? But he's encouraging us to commune with our own heart upon our own bed, right? Deal with ourselves in private. Be still. When it says be still is discipline. Be still is discipline, right? It's restraint. Then David moves to action and he says, "Offer sacrifices of righteousness," meaning choices that honor God, even when you are provoked. Trust becomes visible in obedience. Trust becomes visible in obedience. The world today is full of speed, right? Speed has shaped our modern life. Speed of information, speed of conclusion, speed of judgment, right? And that speed can train people into impulsive speech or careless certainty. In the church, this can look like believers reacting first, then trying to find a verse later, right? But Psalm 4 is reversing the order. It's calling us first to reverence. And then it's calling us to what? Self-examination. And then it's calling us to righteous action, thirdly. Do you all see that order on today? Reverence first, self-examination second, and righteous action third. It also requires the courage to be still. Even when culture trains us to be constantly going, 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 constantly feeling like we have to comment on everything, constantly feeling like we, what do they call it? Oh my God, it's at the tip of my tongue, when you have FOMO, right? You feel like you're going to get left out of something. No, no, no. No, no, no. And so as we're praying on today, we want to ask the Lord to restore reverence back into not only us, but into the church. Amen. Where we are, we want to stand in awe again. I'm so excited because we're getting ready to meet again on Sunday at our church. And I always get so excited about meeting and gathering with the people of God. I even heard a prophet the other day say, hey, God is gathering his people back into the church. And that is so true. You know, but I don't like to gather when there's no awe in the room. I don't like to gather when people, they have no expectation. They just come in and they sit. Let awe return where we, even before we dock the door, there's an awe, there's a reverence. We don't want to look any type of way. We don't want to act any type of way. We're very careful about what we do, what we say, right? Because we want to stand in awe. So I'm going to encourage you all that are able to unmute on today to come on. Let's pray that prayer on today. Hallelujah. Father, we're praying on this afternoon that we would that reverence be restored back not only to our hearts, but also to your church, God. We are praying on today that all return, Father. Lord God, may we put aside every theatric, may we put aside every performance, God, and may we stand in awe of you, Father. Let there be a genuine fear of the Lord that governs our behavior. Teach us, Father, how to feel our emotions without letting emotion become sin. Father, teach us, Lord God, how to hold conviction without, Lord God, becoming cruel, Lord God, to people. Lord God, we're praying today that on our bed, in our private time, that you would search us, as the scripture says, Father. Expose every hidden motive in us, God, every private compromise, Father. May we look at ourselves in the mirror. May we not just come in public rooms and on public platforms, Lord God, looking the part, but yet we know privately, Lord God, we are a mess. We are asking you today to expose our hearts to us, oh God, every excuse that we have to justify our impatience, to justify our pride, to justify our passive aggressiveness, Father, to justify our attitudes at times, Father. God, may we put this behavior away. May we put childish things away. You said when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But God, when we thank you, oh God, that when we became mature, we know we put away childish things, Father. And so, Lord God, if there be anything that is childish, not childlike, but childish, Father, in us, God, we pray for the exposure of it today. Give us grace to repent without being defensive. Teach us to be still so that we do not confuse reaction with obedience, God. We offer sacrifices of righteousness today. We offer truthful speech to you, Father. We offer clean motives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We offer, come on, pray with me today. We offer integrity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that costs us something, God. We put our trust in you. We trust you enough to obey you, Father. Lord God, even when we don't understand, we trust you enough to refuse revenge, God. We trust you enough to wait for your timing, oh God, without becoming lazy or bitter. Lord God, let trust produce righteousness that can be measured in how we live. Are you with me today? Are you with me, people of God? Let me know you're here. Let me know you're with me and as we're praying. Come on, let me know you're here. Are you here with me?
I'm here.
Hallelujah. I hear one person. Is anybody else out there?
I'm here.
Glory be to God. Are we connected? Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm
All
here.
Right, I hear you. Come on, let's stay connected on today. We're in Psalm 4. Let's go to verses 6 through 7. It says, there be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Let me read that again. It says, there be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. Let me explain this to you. There is cynicism in the crowd. right? This is what this is talking about, the cynicism in the crowd. It's talking about God's face, and it's talking about deeper joy. So let's break this down. When it says David, when it says who will shew us any good, David is describing socially what the mood is. Who will show us any good is what people say when they are worn down, when they are cynical, when they are tired of disappointment, right? Oh, my God, can any good thing come to me? My God, everything else is happening. Everything is happening. It seems like everything is happening for everybody else but me. You know, have we ever been there before? So that is what David is describing, the mood socially of what was going on. But David responds by praying for God's countenance. What is God's countenance? His face. He's praying for God's faith. He's praying for God's favor. He's praying for God's nearness. And then David testifies to an internal work. He says, God put gladness in his heart that is deeper than any material gain. All right? David is not denying practical needs. No, he is refusing to make provision the foundation of his joy. And many of us, we are feeling fatigue from constant crisis. Every time we look on the news, every time we hear somebody talk, it seems like there's only a crisis going on, or there's constant arguing. But when your trust is low and information feels weaponized, then cynicism begins to masquerade as maturity. But Psalm 4 exposes that pattern and offers a better request. Instead of demanding a perfect environment, David asked for God's face. Amen. And that is how we stay spiritually alive in a noisy nation. Father, we need your countenance. We need your face. So let's pray that on today. We want to confront cynicism in prayer. Amen. And we want to ask God to show forth his face on today. Are you ready? Come on, let's pray. Lord, Father, we come to you on this afternoon confronting cynicism, Lord God, that may be in us, that may be around us. God, deliver us from expecting, oh God, disappointment. God, deliver us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for expecting something else bad to happen. And Father, where we're repeating and rehearsing what we're hearing in the wind, where we are repeating and rehearsing what we're hearing on the news. God, I pray today, Lord God, that we would shut out the noise in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you would heal the fatigue, Lord God, that makes people numb, Father, that you would heal the fear, Lord God, that makes people talk harsh, Father, and you would lift them up, Lord God, by the light of your countenance, God. Place the light of your countenance upon us, God. Let your presence rest on our homes and our churches and our neighborhoods and our leaders, oh God. Those that are feeling strained right here on this line, may you shine the light of your countenance upon them, Father. God, we're praying today, Lord God, that you would let your favor produce repentance in us, oh God. Let your nearness, God, produce courage in us, God. Put gladness in our heart, oh God, that does not depend on ideal condition, oh God. May we be glad no matter, Lord God, what state we are in, Father. Lord God, may we declare, Lord God, that we know how to abase and we know how to abound, Father. But no matter what state we are in, Father, hallelujah, we choose joy. We choose gladness, oh God. Put joy in our hearts today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Put a dance in our feet today, Father, in Jesus' name. Let us dance even when it's raining, even when it's storming, oh God. Let us dance knowing, oh God, that even in rain, God is providing. Hallelujah. Let us dance even in our fiery trials, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us be joyful, Lord God, even, Lord God, when we are in a time of suffering, oh God, we take great joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we suffer for Christ's sake, oh God. Hallelujah. May we have gladness in our heart today, Father. Teach us, oh God, how to seek your face more, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Let the gladness, oh God, you give us, God, may it become strength for righteousness, oh God, so that our life is steady, Lord God, even when the world is unstable, in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
come on,
name.
Shout in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
hallelujah,
name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, in Jesus' name. Psalm 4 and 8. It says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Oh, we're seeing this again, aren't we? For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Come on. Peace that can sleep. Safety that doesn't come from man. David ends with a decision. Come on, and let this be our decision today. He ends with a decision. He chooses peace and sleep. He attributes safety to who? To the Lord alone. The conflict may still exist, but David refuses to live as though God is absent. He rests because he trusts God's governance. And many people struggle to rest because everything stays on. Phones keep emergencies within reach. News cycles never close. Social pressure never sleeps. And that constant vigilance can look responsible, but it often becomes a substitute for trust. Some of us, we struggle with, allowing God to be God in people's lives. We feel like we got to fix everything for everyone. Come on. We got to get in our own place. And we got to take our rest, and we got to trust God. Psalm 4 teaches a different kind of maturity. We do what is righteous. We refuse deceit. We practice reverence, and then we go to sleep. Huh? I'm not going to worry about a thing when I put it in God's hand. No, 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 no. I'm going to choose on today joy. I'm going to choose on today to reverence. Hallelujah. I'm going to choose on today to set my affections on things above and not up this world. I'm going to sleep. Why? Because I got a Savior. Why? Because I got a Lord. Why? Because I got a provider. I got a sustainer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And so we want to close on today. Hallelujah. In prayer. We want to close this out in prayer. Hold on one second, y'all. We want to close this out in prayer on today. So if you would, please pray with me. Say, Lord, I receive your peace as a discipline. Oh, God, I lay down my burdens, oh, God, that I have picked up, Lord God, and I'm trying to control, Father. But I allow you to govern, Father. I release anxiety, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I refuse to rehearse worst-case scenarios in my mind, Father. As I sleep, God, protect my home, protect my family, protect me, oh, God. Father, let this be my spiritual posture. Lord God, let safety be established by your authority, Father. Teach me to rest, oh God. Teach me to rise with clarity and obedience, oh God. Make my peace a testimony, oh God. Not because life is perfect, but because you are faithful, because you alone make me dwell in safety, Father. And I will lay down in peace, and I will sleep in trust. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I pray that you take Psalm 4 with you today. I pray that you take Psalm 4, Lord God, on today, and I pray that it become your meat. And I pray at the end of the day that your answer will be, I trust in the Lord, and I'm going to sleep. Amen. I pray that even on today that you lay every burden down, every one of them down at the feet of Jesus, and don't pick them back up, and trust your God. Stay in a posture of reverence. Stay in a posture of joy and gladness. Stay in a posture of self-examination and righteous obedience. Know that we love you. We're praying with you. Get your 20 minutes in this evening. Amen. And we will hear you right back here on the line at 5 a.m. More grace. Love you.
More grace.
More grace.
To God be the glory.